Councillor Benison, then Councillor Fowler.
You spoke about, Cathy, possible traffic light solution. Is that, I mean, that's not been mentioned as far as I'm aware before. Is that something that could be developed, a safe crossing provided at that area? Traffic lights on either side to stop traffic so people go through. Sorry.
No, that was purely illustrative. It was nothing to do with this site at all, and I think traffic lights is probably a massively over-engineered solution for a scheme of this size and in this location.
Councillor Fowler.
Thank you, Chair. If I can just ask the officer, Mrs. Bicknell, to just clarify the situation regarding the application that's gone to appeal, which was the one we refused back in March, was it?
April.
If we refuse this one tonight and that one is allowed on appeal, we have shot ourselves in the foot, effectively. That's how I'm looking at it anyway. But that's how that would seem to me. So I would like to second Councillor Hone's proposal of approval again, Chair. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Bicknell.
Yes, I think that's, if it was approved on appeal on the terms of April 2016, it isn't as good as the proposal that is in front of you tonight, purely that they could get it on a 1.2 metre wide highway. This is one of the risks that you take, certainly. So, resubmit the proposal. We have a proposal. Councillor Benson, yes.
Sorry, could I just ask if we could see again the layout where it shows the footpath? Is there a footpath in the opposite corner of that development that goes through to the village, or not? It would be the whole of that area. The area around development will be coming through onto that road as well. Is there any other access for the area under footpath?
There is a footpath.
It's on the allocation road for the area under development, and where does it go?
The public footpath. It's shown on one of your. It's a red dotted line. It's a red dotted line with an arrow on it. There it is. Yep.
And where does that go? Where the arrow head is on the other side? Where does that lead to?
It takes you to the highway on that side. It takes you through to Sturricks Farm, which is over to the west.
Sturricks Farm. So, the area under construction. If they needed footpath, have they got to come over onto that pinch point as well?
They potentially could.
It's a longer round.
Yes, I mean, the issue is human nature is that people take the shortest route. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Human nature is that people take the shortest route, and in the event, my understanding from my discussions with the Highway Authority, in the event that no connection was provided at this location, in that circumstance they would be objecting to the scheme, because human nature dictates that people will take the risk and they'll run out into the road to get across if no footpath at all is provided.
So rather than 22 people being forecast to walk along that footway, we've also got the people from the area under construction and the tonight's proposal. So the 22 people from Admiral's Farm on our green sheet, plus the people on the one we're discussing tonight, and also the area...
The 22 that's mentioned in the update that the applicants provided, that takes into account all of the developments in that location. It's not just 22 from this scheme.
Well, if there's no further thoughts, we're back to square one, and I have a proposer and a second that it is approved. And unless there's any further discussions, then I'll take that proposal again, effectively. Those in favour of approving the scheme, having found out what all the problems were and how we shall overcome them. One, two, three. And those against? One, two, three, four. So it is lost.
Are you abstaining, John?
I'll abstain on that one.